The lawyer jirga starting Thursday in Kabul will be a four-day affair. Thousands of delegates have already arrived for the meeting. They will sit down and decide on a much-hyped security deal with Washington. But criticism is mounting over the pact, with many politicians like Said Alimi Balkhi are even opposed to the jirga, saying it's not legally binding.
Why are they holding this jirga? To get a final approval for the security deal? Then it is not a legal jirga. Jirgas can be held according to our constitution just for consultation, not for deciding whether or not a deal should be signed.
Local Afghans who have suffered physically and materially from a decade-long foreign presence also hold an opposing view. They do not have faith in those who are going to attend this lawyer jirga. President Karzai has invited all his close aides. They're not representing our nation, these men were telling us. These people also are not backing what will be discussed in the jirga, and that is the most contentious issue of legal immunity to American forces. It's the biggest roadblock facing the pact now. Both sides have not reached any agreement on this yet. At the last minute, President Karzai has agreed to U.S. demand that American forces be able to enter Afghan homes and search them after 2014, quote, on exceptional circumstances. But there is no guarantee in place that the exceptions of night raids will not be misused and civilians will remain safe. Hamid Karzai has requested President Obama to write him a letter admitting their mistakes and assuring the Afghan people that those mistakes will not be repeated, especially in their future raids on Afghan homes. But his request has been refused. Now, how much will it affect jirga discussions on the issue of immunity? It remains to be seen. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.